the politics of the situation here in this millennial crisis, I think the reasonable response is to push the art pedal right through the floor. The way to escape the present cul-de-sac is an enormous outbreak of creativity of all sorts. We just need to overwhelm ourselves with creative expression. This could be very easily done. We've been in the habit of binding about 60% of our social energy into a standing crop of weapons. And, you know, whatever creativity is expressed in the production and design of these weapons, it goes on behind closed doors in the most excessively testosterone-festered environment you can possibly imagine, which is a military weapons research laboratory. But if we weren't caught up in that, if we could really direct the resources the way we want, we have no idea how rich we are and how perverse our distribution of resources is. I mean, a single F-16 fighter plane, standard equipage, costs $120 million. One of these fighter planes. They order them in lots of 500. If somebody were to give $120 million to the New Age, define that any way you like, or to me, or to you, but that's a lot of money. But if you spend it on a fighter plane, it's not a lot of money. You can park a fighter plane in an area twice the size of this room, and there it sits, useless unless Armageddon should come along. It's about the most useless thing you could do with $120 million. And yet, if you gave that to the sincere, the insincere, the half-sincere, and let them all go off and do with it what they want, society would be a much richer place, and many more interesting possibilities would be developed. So part of saving the world, I think, is to make people angry, to make people absolutely furious with the way we are being managed. The human enterprise is being managed by idiots. And, you know, I don't say they're vindictive idiots, but the case could certainly be made. But give or take that, they're idiots. And we don't have forever, you know. In fact, we have, I think, a very short amount of time to take hold and to insist that human values, which none of us have much trouble accessing. I mean, I'm not saying we're all Albert Schweitzer, but we know what it means to be Albert Schweitzer. Why are our institutions unable to project the human values that we personally are able to feel? And then why do we tolerate that? Why are boys in charge of everything? It just doesn't make any kind of sense. Working our way out of this is just going to require shock treatment. And that's what this shamanic option represents. I mean, I wouldn't preach this if I didn't think the situation were fairly desperate. It's a radical option. It's not a reasonable option. It's a quick fix, because quick is the only fix that counts now. This is not a debating society, the crisis confronting this planet. It's a life or death situation. I don't see any other option.